The house was on a dead end, with a kind of a circle at the end, which was perfect for neighborhood kids to skate or bike in. And the name of the street was Vista Lane. Mm-hmm. And Vista Lane had a vista up, not a vista down, because we were in the valley, and our vista was of the nearby hills, which was very nice. Mm-hmm. And I remember the names of some of the people on the street. There were the Nittles, and there were the, I can't remember now, but they were lovely people. A lot of them were young families also. Mm-hmm. And so I was, getting the hang of being a homeowner and a housewife and everything. Mm-hmm. And then this wonderful story I have to tell about a knock on the door, and the baby was in the next room sleeping, and mm-hmm. I answered the door. Mm-hmm. And it must have been somebody like a Fuller Brush man, mm-hmm. somebody who goes door to door and tries to sell you things. Mm-hmm. And he said, as soon as he saw me, "Oh, good day, is your mother home?" And I was nonplussed, and I stood as tall as I could with my 5'0" height, and said without batting an eye, "I am the woman of the house, sir." And he was mortified. So that was something I remember vividly. And two doors down on Vista Lane lived the Kellys. And the Kellys had just come home from the hospital with their little baby, but that was their second child. That was Jane. And their first child was a 2.5-year-old boy named Bob. And I was all thumbs with a brand new baby, and Jane became my mentor. And it was just wonderful to have her, because every time I ran into any difficulties, I would go running over to Jane. What do I do now? How do I do this? And she was helpful. But I'm jumping ahead now 50 years, because that same couple, our kids grew up, got married, moved away, and we never really lost track of them, because Jean's husband also worked at Bell Telephone Laboratories, and so we knew their whereabouts. And eventually, the Kellys moved into Seabrook, and I see them all the time.
Amazing.
And there was a big article in the not the Seabrook newspaper, because it's an Erickson newspaper, goes to all the Erickson communities all over the country. And the I have this article somewhere. It says, "Neighbors reunited after 50 years." And we have a picture right in the patio of us two and them two. Yeah,
nice,
so that was nice.
Nice. So tell me about the jobs at Bell Telephone. Did you both work there the whole time, or did you move around at all?
Carl worked there all the way up until the time that they added the Holmdel. He was commuting even from New Providence. He was commuting into Lower Manhattan, where the Bell Labs was. And I worked there until shortly after we got married, because I was having trouble balancing my life between the job, going to school, and the new apartment and all those things. And I just, that's when I asked for a leave of absence, and they told me, "Oh, we only give leave of absences to women when they're pregnant." Today that wouldn't hold up at all. So, but I worked there for a couple of years, had a wonderful boss, and I was in a huge room with all men plus me. And I learned a great deal that time. It was wonderful. The boss was a Renaissance man, and I just adored him. And the work was easy and undemanding, and it was a wonderful
nice
couple of years.
So did you take time off from working when you had your baby, or did you just keep going and get a housekeeper?
No, I had quit by then.
You had?
I had quit by then, yeah, long before I got pregnant, in fact.